Angry MGTOW here. And no one wants to date a millennial white woman. The topic of today's video is no one wants to date a millennial white woman. It's a direct response to Hannah Witton and her video, which basically said, you know, was titled "The Truth About Being Single." Now, in her video, she literally reprimands herself partway through the video when she says that she needs a guy who is perfect. And then she says, "Holy crap, Hannah, no one's perfect. There's no such thing as Mr. Perfect. You're going to have to compromise." You know, she literally has a mental breakdown in the video itself. And when I say Hannah Witton, I am referring to a popular YouTuber. She has around 200,000 subscribers right now. And I'll put up a picture for you so you guys can see what she looks like. And this is Hannah. And, you know, she does a channel that where she discusses her life, things that are happening. But she literally says that, initially she says, "I need Mr. Perfect." She's been single for 5 years. She's 24 years old. She has not been able to find, she hasn't been able to get into a long-term relationship for 5 years. And she's constantly being dumped. You heard me. She is constantly being dumped. She's not an ugly girl. She's not fat. She's, she looks like she takes care of herself for the most part. And she cannot get into a long-term relationship. Why is that? Because of her narcissism. She literally has to catch herself partway through the video when she realizes that she's literally attacking all men. One of the things that she likes to point out is the fact that she doesn't need anyone, but then she gets lonely sometimes. And she points out the fact that, you know, she's just so busy with her life and making compromises. It's so hard to do, but she will have to make compromises in the future. She's essentially, what she's saying is that she wants her cake and she wants to eat it too. Hell, she wants your cake and she wants to eat it too. She wants all the cake in the world. This generation of millennial women are gluttons. It's all about me, 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 me. And they can't see anyone else in their world. They don't have empathy for anyone else. It's all about them. And then she wonders why she can't get into a long-term relationship. Then she wonders why she keeps getting dumped. It's because men are tired of the crap. Men are tired of the nonsense. Why would you want to be in a relationship with someone who undervalues you and thinks that they don't need you in their life? That means that they're simply tolerating you being there. No one wants to be in a relationship like that. She talks about the fact that she could do life without a man. She could do life without anyone. But it does cause her to, what do I call it? She said that it causes her to, you know, have to rely a lot on family and friends and kind of wears that thin. So basically she has to dump everything on family and friends. And she wishes that she had a man that she can dump all her problems on. "This happened in my life, blah, 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 blah. I need to just tell you what happened." That is the nature of a woman, my friends. Me, 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 me. Me, 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 me. Me, 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 me. They're not going to change. Trust me, if a woman her age that looks like her cannot get into a long-term relationship, and most women are like her these days, the irony is that a lot of women won't even admit that they can't find Mr. Perfect. They believe that Mr. Perfect is out there. There was a story about a UK woman who married this guy when she was in her 20s, they had a great life together. But as her career went, you know, as her career took off and she got these great jobs and started making all this money, His career did not take off. He was just a normal person, like most men. And she started resenting him for being normal and not being on her level. And eventually, she divorced him. And when she divorced him, her father said to her, "You will never find anyone like him ever again." The decision she made to leave him, she was attacked by friends, by family. But she, in her head, she came to the conclusion that she was doing what was best for her and that she would find Mr. Right out there. So she started dating and going back and forth, and Mr. Right never came along. Then the same guy that she left went and got remarried, met someone else, and she's been stalking him for years now. Stalking him for years. And she regrets what has happened. She's now an older woman. She's in her 40s. She has money. She has this great job. And she's absolutely miserable. She has no children. She has no family. Her parents are getting dirt old. They may die soon. And she's all alone. And I look at this young millennial woman, Hannah Witten, and I see a similar vibe that she doesn't seem to realize that if she keeps saying, "I don't need a man, I don't need anyone, I can do life on my own, but I can simply make time for the other person," you're not going to find anyone who wants to be in a relationship with you if they have to compromise with you to be in your life. The truth is that this generation of millennial women are done for. Men aren't going to take them. Men aren't going to put up with the crap anymore. Young men see through the bullshit. Young men see through the nonsense. Young men see through the games. Don't get me wrong. She can always find a mangina who is head over heels, or she can find a scumbag. But she's not going to find a man of value, a man who takes pride and value in himself, actually puts himself first, actually cares about himself, and then wants to share his value and resources with her. Because she makes a relationship into a chore in which she also needs everything. It's a chore for her to be with the other person, but at the same time, the other person needs to give her everything to make her happy. And they need to be perfect. In her subconscious, they need to be perfect. This is the reason why millennial women are done for. They have priced themselves out of the market. They have this horrible attitude. And then this is just scratching the surface. Then you have to deal with the fact that she may just pick up and leave at some point because, or kick you out because her emotions told her that there's something better out there, that she could do better. Her emotions told her that there's something else missing. Women and their emotions are constantly guiding them in a different fucking direction. And you can't get wrapped up into their emotional nonsense, or you'll lose your life, you'll lose everything if you allow a woman's emotions to guide you. RT Gaming 1016, our 15-year-old who's gone MGTOW, says, "Angry MGTOW, my mom is a cunt. She bitches about my father every day. He is a great man, but he is old and a three-time war vet. My mom is an old bitch with three children and debt. All women are the fucking same." Let's talk about RT Gaming's mother. She's a doctor. She's a doctor. She has three children. She ran off his biological father, and she has tons of debt of her own. Tons of debt of her own. And now she's attacking his father. Now she's attacking the stepfather, whose money she's burning through. She's spending his money. She's an old bitch. She's 56 years old. 56 years old. And this is the way she's behaving? Michael Lineage says, Angry MGTOW, Johnny Depp, Brad Pitt, Rich Piana, George Clooney are not good enough in today's age. Rich Piana is a bodybuilder. He has lots of money. He has a good amount of money. He's not an ugly guy. And, he's a cool guy. And he was literally taken advantage of by a 20-something that he married. From what I understand, MGTOW 101 reached out to him and said, Rich, don't do this. And a lot of people said it. He made a video talking about it that a lot of people told him, don't get into a relationship with this 20-something-year-old woman who was like from Iceland. And it ended up turning out that she just wanted him so that she could get a green card. He literally heard her say that on the phone to her mother, that she, our father, that she was just. In, she was just with him so she could get her green card. Thankfully for him, the marriage was annulled. But the thing is, in many situations, that wouldn't have even happened. The woman would have gotten her green card, she would have taken half his money, and he would be fucked. Johnny Depp was in a relationship with this model who claims he beat her. He said that he never laid a hand on her, and I don't believe that he did. Johnny Depp is one of the most marketable actors in the world. Something like that could destroy his career, especially since he focuses on family movies. Brad Pitt yelled at Angelina Jolie's oldest son on a plane, evidently. He yelled at him. Didn't slap the little bastard, yelled at him, tried to show authority. And ever since then, just because of that incident, it wasn't, they weren't alone. There were people around. They were on a plane, evidently. There was staff around. And Brad Pitt simply yelled at the little shit. And as a result of that, now he's on supervised visitation. Angelina Jolie has taken a bunch ton of his money. He's considered a child abuser in Hollywood. He's considered a child abuser because he yelled at this kid, yelled at him. And Jolie, who literally had no career, she's done. She's done in Hollywood. She's now shifting into becoming a director. Working behind the camera. In other words, she couldn't make it as an actress. And the older she gets, the less attractive she gets, the less people want to see her on screen. Let's make it very clear. Like she's losing her, the less attractive she gets, the less people want to see her on screen. She has a bunch of kids, and she's going to be riding him for the rest of his life. For off to take care of all of those brats. I like Leonardo DiCaprio because they keep asking him when is he gonna get married, and he just like literally laughs into the camera. He literally laughs into the camera and basically says that no time soon. He has no intention of getting married. He sees no value in doing it. Some guy says, Angry, you're always on point. Thank you so much. Thank you, bro. Goku says Jolie is ugly. Looks like her brother. The real Donald says Angelina was just looking for a reason to drain the resources off her more successful husband. Tatsumaki says more power to him, referring to Leonardo DiCaprio choosing not to get into a relationship with some narcissistic cunt. At the end of the day, guys, as men continue to go their own way, they're waking up and realizing that relationships are not worth it. The juice has never been worth the squeeze, especially now. I mean, what the hell do you gain from some smelly little hole and, you know, 5 seconds of ecstasy, which is really just your brain saying, hey, good job for doing the reproductive act, leads to a lifetime of misery, pain, and suffering. Think about that carefully and realize that it's increasingly critical for this reason that men go their own way, focus on themselves, focus on their lives, and focusing on their own happiness.
Hey guys, just remember that if you have a video request and a topic you'd like me to discuss, you can send me a donation with your topic by visiting my homepage and clicking on the PayPal link.
I want to know what you guys think in the comments section. Do you agree that the reason why no one wants to date millennial women anymore is because the juice is no longer worth the squeeze? Let me know what you think in the comments section. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death.